Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. Good to have you here, by the way. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Dr. Scott Atlas is off the coronavirus task force. He gets mocked, and the TV networks are ignoring Dr. Anthony Fauci. It's funny, both doctors are very vocal advocates of getting kids back in school, both getting treated like zerg. Number two, Republicans have laid claim to two more seats in Congress as they are poised to sit right on Nancy's doorstep, leaving her little or no room for error, especially if some members join a Biden administration. And number one, in Michigan and Virginia, whistleblowers and others coming forward to level stiff accusations of fraud, illegal vote manipulations, manufacturing of votes, among other things, regarding the election on November 3rd. But that election continued on November 4th, 5th, 6th. This comes as Attorney General Bill Barr says so far there's no evidence that enough fraud occurred to overturn the election. That comes as the official statement from the Department of Justice. It echoes what you're hearing from other places. No real evidence of fraud. In order to believe that, you have to believe the anomalies of the 2020 election are the most remarkable anomalies in American presidential election history, and all occurring on the same exact day. We'll get to all of that, but first, let's talk about some of that non-evidence. Let's talk about some of those people that should not be believed, these ordinary citizens that are just apparently lying or too stupid to understand what they were seeing. Let's start with that. Jess Morgan is a whistleblower. He works as a subcontractor for the United States Postal Service. He works in New York and goes back and forth regularly from New York to Pennsylvania. Well, on October the 21st, he was asked to take boxes, huge boxes, of completed ballots from the state of New York to the state of Pennsylvania. Thousands of ballots, he says. Bite number three, Jesse Morgan. Listen for yourself.
The supervisor told me to drive to Lancaster without being unloaded in Harrisburg. This made no sense to me. I knew the ballots were loaded for Harrisburg, and that if I was to go to Lancaster, they would have to off unload my ballot or those pallets in Lancaster to take off Lancaster stuff to put the ballots back on the trailer to send them back to Harrisburg. Doesn't make no sense.
Doesn't make no sense. Yeah, the truck driver. No, they don't have the formal education of the elitists and the globalists looking down their nose at them, but they're American citizens that have come forth at great risk to themselves to say, listen, I saw something that wasn't right, and I can tell you what I saw and where I saw it and exactly how it went down. Jesse continued with bite number four. Here's where he says things got even stranger the next day. October 22nd. Listen to this.
What happened on October 21st was a series of unusual events that cannot be a coincidence. I know I saw ballots with return addresses filled out, thousands of them, thousands, loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed for Pennsylvania. At first, I didn't think it was a big deal. In fact, I thought it was really awesome. I really did. I was like, sweet, I'm doing something for the presidential race. You know, this is cool. But as things became weirder, I got to thinking and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. I didn't know why, so I decided to speak up.
He didn't know why he did that, so he decided to speak up. Why would you take truckloads of ballots from New York State to Pennsylvania? Why would that happen? How could that happen? What's the explanation? He doesn't look like some mastermind spy planted by the Republicans or Rudy Giuliani to throw chaos into the electoral system. No, he looks like a guy who was doing his job for a union wage and saw something he knows is not right Because just because he drives a truck doesn't mean you dismiss the man. Well, look at him. He's not smart enough. Yeah, I can see the social media clowns, trolls, and maggots going to work on a guy like this. Fact of the matter is, he's a hardworking guy who saw something that was illegal, and he reported it. No evidence, eh? All right, no evidence. All right, meanwhile, in Michigan, testimony was being taken in front of the members of the state House and Senate there. Here's part of what was said in bite number five. I want you to hear what was going on. So this is going on in Virginia with Project Amistad and Phil Klein. Phil Klein will be joining me here in a little bit. In Michigan, you had this going on. Let's go to bite number five and check in on Michigan's testimony. Go.
I am an unaffiliated Michigan voter who was trained by the GOP to be a poll challenger on Wednesday, November 4th, beginning in the late morning until around 8 p.m. because I was told that they needed help. They were understaffed. I witnessed the room erupt in thunderous applause and derogatory cheering as Republican poll workers were picked off one by one and ejected from the room repeatedly by police escort throughout the day. By the end of the day, they had picked off so many GOP poll workers that there were probably only a few dozen left to monitor all of the processing stations in the room, which I'm told was between 130 and 160.
Tossed everybody out of the room. My understanding is there were 144 tables. That is between 130 and 160. Look, he can do math, everybody. Meanwhile, Michigan Democrat State Senator Sylvia Santana gets an explanation from one of the folks testifying as to what election fraud is. Apparently, she had a misunderstanding, so she needed an explanation. This is bite six. Listen to this part. Go.
How can you validate fraud coming out of the city of Detroit when the numbers from the 2016 election are not that much different from the numbers from the 2020 election? You had 234,000 votes, 800 votes coming out of Detroit in 2016, with Trump receiving 7,600 of those votes, and 5,000 more in 2020 for Trump in this 2020 election. So where's the fraud?
Yeah, super. I can't speak to the numbers of 2016 or now or total votes, but your question is, how can we verify fraud and validate fraud? But over 229 deceased people voting, that's fraud. That's not my definition of fraud. That's just the generally accepted definition of fraud. And 2,660 vacant addresses of burnt down lots, and these people voted, the dead people voted, that's fraud.
So let me see here, just so we got the checklist right. Dead people voting, that's fraud by definition. 2,660 people that voted, no valid address. Well, that's fraud. So there's 3,000 votes, roughly, without even batting an eye, that are fraudulently cast. What about those people that left the state and didn't live in Michigan anymore and cast ballots anywhere, like we've heard about in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada? Also, that falls under the category of fraud. Thanks for this quick lesson in voter fraud. We'll have more coming up. And Phil Klein, like I said, don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113, wellconnectsaves.com. Get a WellConnect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.